Governor Larry Hogan was officially sworn into his second term yesterday in Annapolis. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that speakers at the inauguration ceremony took direct aim at the hyperpartisan atmosphere in the nation's capital.
Hogan is the second Republican in Maryland history to be sworn into a second term as governor. The first was Theodore McKeldin, whose second inauguration occurred in 1955.
I, Lawrence J. Hogan, Jr.,
do swear
that I
will. When he took his oath, Hogan placed his hand on the same Bible McKeldin used in that 1955 inauguration. Speaking during Wednesday's ceremony, former Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett, a Democrat, attributed Hogan's re-election and his record number of votes to his bipartisan governing habits.
Our residents are tired of the bickering and the failures we experience daily from our nation's capital just a few miles south of where we are gathered. Despite the inability to effectively govern in some other jurisdictions, here in Maryland, we have avoided that problem.
It was a point that was echoed repeatedly throughout the ceremony.
What's happening here in Annapolis is the antithesis of what's happening in Washington, D.C. these days.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush introduced Hogan, but first he levied his own criticism at federal leaders. He said politicians reflect our culture.
One way to define our culture is how we interact with one another. Do we strive to be transparent and truthful even when it's inconvenient? Or do we lie and deny facts? Do we push people down to make ourselves look better? Or do we lift other people up?
Hogan's own remarks seem to pick up where the others left off. He said Maryland elected leaders should strive to be different from those in Congress and the White House.
Where insults substitute for debate, recriminations for negotiation, and neither side really wants to make progress. They just want to make demands and win arguments.
Hogan touted policy achievements such as investments in education and infrastructure and lower health insurance premiums, which were the result of the reinsurance fund the General Assembly created and Hogan approved last year. He promised to continue what he described as 4 years of reaching across party lines to strike bipartisan compromises.
I come from the get to work and get things done school of politics, and I'll work with anyone who wants to do the people's business.
He said he looks to Bush's father, President George H.W. Bush, as a role model, as well as to the late Senator John McCain. But he especially admires the legacy of his own father, Congressman Larry Hogan Sr., who was the first Republican on the House Judiciary Committee to vote to impeach President Richard Nixon.
Party loyalty, he said, and personal affection and precedents of the past must fall before the arbiter of men's actions, the law itself. No man, not even the President of the United States, is above the law.
More than politics, the day was about observing traditions and celebrating, complete with a 19-gun salute and a flyover by four A-10s. Before and between the speeches, there were also musical performances. The U.S. Naval Academy Glee Club performed the Star-Spangled Banner.
Beautiful.
And Sergeant First Class Aaron Betts performed America the Beautiful with the Maryland Army National Guard. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.